Mandy Caldwell.
Katie Griffiths.
There you are. I found you.
Listen, it's a journey today.
I have been back and forth to Atlanta this morning. It took me, not that anybody cares, but it took me an hour and 45 minutes again to get into school.
That's just sucky.
Well, people are just dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And there are more, I swear, I don't know what it is. And if you own one of these and you're one of our listeners, well, if anybody that's our listener owns one of these, I'll be shocked. But if I see one more Tesla truck,
Oh my God.
they are everywhere up here, everywhere.
DeLorean. I saw on Twitter they're calling them the DeLoreans.
They're every, I mean, I pass five
That
or six
tracks.
every time I leave the house.
That tracks.
God. Ooh, and none of them can drive the daggum thing.
No. Well, you know.
Anyway.
Have you seen the commercial of Jason Kelce and his friend Bo, the other retired Eagle player, the one who carried him home from the bar when he
Oh,
passed out,
no.
washing Jason's Tesla truck?
Oh God.
It's a garage beer, you know, their new beer.
Okay, I
It's
yeah,
a
they've got
garage
that
beer
beer. Yeah.
commercial. It is a riot. They start fully clothed, and by the end, they're just all over the truck, shirtless and
Have to
writhing
Google that.
around. It looks like an old Hardee's commercial.
I really hope that that is a prop truck and that Jason.
I think he actually had it. That's
Oh.
why I was, that's what made me think of it. That was, you know, the only, it's like, oh,
I've
Jason.
lost a lot of respect for that man now.
Don't you know Kylie's like, I'm not riding in that thing.
Hates it. I bet she hates
I
it.
ain't riding in that thing.
Yep.
So
Yeah.
what's been going on, friend?
Well, look. It seems to be happening every year. If I remember correctly, this happened last football season. But DirecTV is fighting with Disney again. Which means I came in and it started Saturday morning. I came in, I actually took a shower Saturday. I came in to watch College Game Day. I turned on the TV and there was no ESPN, no Disney, no ABC. And guess what? Every SEC game is on ESPN and ABC. So
Yep.
therefore, I had to figure out how to watch. I had to up my Hulu for the
Yeah.
weekend, and it's still not back. So if DirecTV and Disney are still fighting on Saturday, I'm going to cancel my DirecTV and just keep the Hulu.
Yeah.
I mean,
Yeah. That's,
I'm so tired of it.
I can't remember. I listened to a couple of different podcasts that deal with sports media. I can't remember if it was on Pablo Torre Finds Out. You know, he has
Yes, it was. I heard that. Yeah.
the former president of ESPN on there a lot. I can't remember if it was when they were talking to him or if there's another one I listened to that's a guy that writes for Sports Illustrated who focuses on sports media. It may have been on that one, where they were talking about it, and they were saying that typically when disputes like this arise, what happens is it gets settled right before a big game. And so they were saying they suspected that it would get settled on Sunday, like right before the NFL premiered. And I was thinking, if they didn't settle it for all the SEC games, they're not settling it for the first NFL game. So.
Yeah, I checked it this morning. It was still out. And I don't think DirecTV wants to F around and find out because people are
What's
serious
it?
about football around here.
So the issue is that, as I understand it from this podcast, is that there are a lot of people, for example, perhaps you and I, who like watching the sports but don't really have any need for the Disney Channel.
Oh, no, I do watch the
Nobody.
Disney stuff.
Well, okay, so not you then, just
Like
me.
Marvel and yeah.
Just me and, you know, half the men in the world. And so they don't want to pay what they're trying to work out with DirecTV is for people to be able to sort of customize their packages instead of having to get all the things, and then never watching anything on Disney. But to let people say, no, I want ESPN and I want ABC, but I don't want
Disney.
the Disney Channel or whatever that is. So they're trying to figure out a way to sort of let people customize their packages more.
And that's a Brave New World idea. I love that. Go for it. What I know about Hulu is that it's already combined with ESPN and Disney.
Well, yeah,
So,
that's Disney owns
yeah. So,
ABC and ESPN, and so that's why they're saying if you're taking one of ours, you're taking all of
taking
ours.
all of it. Well, and they own Hulu too. So that's why I think it's just best for me anyway, just to switch on over.
Yeah.
I like a lot of Hulu stuff anyway, Only Murders in the Building, and there are a couple other shows. I like the Disney stuff. I love all the Marvel stuff. I like the kids' movies too. I mean, In and Out, Inside Out was really good. I loved Encanto, all those things. So I watch a lot of stuff on that. I also get nostalgic sometimes and go watching like Bedknobs and Broomsticks over Halloween. So, I don't watch it all the time, but I do watch it.
Yeah.
So, I think that's where, but they're really, I mean, they don't know what they're doing, I don't think, with this whole keeping the South out of SEC football on a Saturday.
Yeah. And good.
So it took me, so all that to say, Saturday, it took me a while to get to College Game Day. So I was late to the party. But I did see some things that were very disturbing. The main thing was Michael Phelps was the picker, and which was fine. He's great. And I love Michael Phelps, and he's a great swimmer. But one thing that Pat McAfee pointed out was that everybody in the state of Michigan has an M tattooed on themselves somewhere. And then Michael Phelps basically dropped his drawers and showed us his M, the top of his M, because that's all the G-rated show could do, on his little hip bone. And I was like, Michael.
It's not like it's something we hadn't seen before. We've seen him in a Speedo,
Yeah, but it's below the Speedo line.
which is barely. The Speedo's small enough. You, I
It
mean, is it
is.
a
That's
tiny little
very
M?
true. I already know all I want to know about Michael Phelps.
That man bun.
I know that's got to go, but whatever. I mean, whatever. He's healthy and mentally healthy, it seems, so I'm happy for him.
Absolutely. Hair looks ridiculous, though.
It does look ridiculous. But then, of course, everybody on College Game Day picked Auburn to win, and I said right then when they did it, I said, that's not good. We're jinxed. Every one of them straight across picked Auburn, and guess what? We blew it. We blew it. Four interceptions and a fumble. We blew it.
Yeah, that's not good.
It was so bad, and the messages I was getting were hateful. And all the Go Bears, in fact, you will find this hilarious. A person who shall remain nameless said, "Go Bears." And I went, "We're not playing Mercer." Like, in all seriousness. And they said, no, the Golden Bears, you ding dong. That's who you're playing. How
Listen,
mad I was. I
there's
used
only one bears. We don't know
I
what.
know. That's what I said. But I used all my MFers in the first quarter. I mean, I had to pray for my soul several times during that game. It was so bad. So we played New Mexico State this week. I don't know. We'll see. We may have a new quarterback. He's hinted that we may. I don't know. It was just bad. It was so bad.
I was just busy praying that it was the nephew's birthday, and he had tickets to this game. He didn't have tickets to the first game, but he had tickets to this game, and it was his birthday, and he had to wear a blazer and khakis and
Did they
boots.
still have to do that even with the whiteout game? Okay.
I guess so. I don't know. I didn't verify. I'm just assuming. So I'm just like, oh God, he's drunk and hot in the stands. In fact, I called him, you know, when you're calling a freshman in college on their birthday, like I had texted him early and he actually responded. He wakes up pretty early, but then I think he goes back to sleep, maybe. So I thought, well, I won't call until 10. And then I realized it was almost 11.
Yeah.
It's like, oh God, he's going to be partying already. So I called and he actually answered and I could tell, you know, there was a bunch of noise in the background. And I was like, happy birthday. And he said, thank you, sis. And I said, don't pass out in the stadium. He said, okay, I won't. I love you, bye. That was our birthday conversation.
So here's a pro tip for him. Someone that is related to me very closely that shall remain nameless that went to Auburn. Mm-hmm. Used to get so knee-walking drunk at the games that said person would not remember anything that happened and would have to go home and watch the rerun of it so he could talk to his family members about the game like he was there and remembered it.
That sounds like something I would do. That's like we've talked about the fact that the Bush Gore election, I woke up that morning and I had no clue. Neither did anybody
Neither did
else.
anybody else, though.
But I was like, oh my God, what happened?
You had no clue that you had no clue.
Oh my Lord.
Oh,
hey.
Lord. So that was kind of football in a nutshell.
Listen, can we talk about Vanderbilt for just a second?
Yes.
They ran out of fireworks.
Rub it in. Rub
they
it in.
Ran out.
Vanderbilt.
They ran out of fireworks.
Vanderbilt has a better record than Auburn in football.
I actually had to watch the SEC shorts. Have you watched it yet?
Yes.
That okay. Vanderbilt character is so funny. Oh God. Anyway, yeah. Listen, it's so rare and it won't last forever. So just let those little nerdy people enjoy it.
I am here for the Vanderbilt win. Believe me, I really, really am.
They
what
ran
I
out
wish
of
had also
fireworks.
Happened was that Auburn had the same kind of week.
Yeah, yeah.
We did not.
I mean, they ran out of fireworks. Go Doors. Show your gold.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, good. What else?
So the other sports stuff that's going on right now, I don't know if you have seen the. Okay, Mandy.
I just got the hair out of my bra.
I didn't know what was about to come out.
Hopefully Katie didn't take a picture while
no,
I was
I'm not.
Doing
There are some things I wish I had captured on film before, and that's one of them right there. I don't know if you've seen the 5,000. Oh, here he comes. The 5,000 different videos of it, but the Woodall family has 2 gold medals and I could not be happier. I wept the first time I saw it. We watched Mrs. Woodall do the long jump in the Olympics and fly through the air and win her gold medal, and now her husband, Mr. Woodall, won gold in the Paralympics in the 400, and it did not disappoint. It was the perfect sports moment, and I loved it. I hope you have been reveling in it as well, Mandy.
It was very, very, very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. And now they're home, and I follow them on all the things, and they have like a wall of packages from different companies and people to go through and open. I know, right? I love it. I love it.
For them.
The other thing that I have loved is I'm still on my Flava Flav love journey. He was at the, not the men's, I don't think he was at the men's too, but he's definitely at the women's U.S. Open final in a pink jacket with a pink clock. And I was all for it. I love that fella.
He is so fine.
He is. He's for all the women's sports and I'm just thrilled about it. So if you have not seen him in the stands for that, you definitely need to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. So other than that, all I got is school. I finally feel like I am more manageable with my schedule.
Well, you finally got all your syllabi.
I have all my syllabi. I'm ahead in my readings and my assignments. I have a good schedule worked out in my head. It may not happen every week, but for the most part, I'm really more comfortable with all that. So I feel better. I was very stressed out there for a hot minute, but I'm settling back in, which is nice.
Good.
Yeah. So that's all good. And chapel was great today. They asked me at the last minute to read the scripture, which I cold read in front of some very big, theological thinkers, and I didn't say anything incorrectly, so I figured that was a win.
Good job.
Yeah. So there's that. But everything is going really well, and so I feel better. Yep.
Good. Well, we
How are you,
like to
Mandy? What you got going on?
American.
Yeah.
America. The Braves continue to kill me. They had a couple of series that they should have won, and they did. They did win against the Blue Jays, and then they had a makeup game against Cincinnati yesterday, and they lost 1-0. They could not score one run. And I just saw
Not even one.
not even one run. I just saw Chipper was on Corey Kluber's podcast, and he just let it rip. He's like, it's hard to watch. It is frustrating.
Yeah.
He said his theory on it was he said, part of it's the game. And what they like to get nowadays is people who can hit dingers and people who can get on base. And he said they don't care about batting average or RBIs. Like they don't care about any of that anymore. And so guys aren't willing to go up there and just hit a ground ball to shortstop to get the man on third home,
Yeah.
because that's not what they're rewarded for. He said, so it's just hard for me to watch. And he said, last year when we had those guys who just had a ridiculous number of home runs, he said it was fine. He said that then this year, when that ain't happening and nothing changes, then it's just hard to watch. And I was
It
like, preach, Chipper,
is. Preach,
preach.
Chipper.
So anyway, we'll see. They could still, I mean, they're still, I think they're one game behind the Mets at this point, and they're playing the Nationals the next 3 nights, and then they have the Dodgers at home, and they actually tend to play better against harder teams,
Yeah.
actually. So we'll see. But yeah, this four game series with the Dodgers is really the hardest thing, other than when the Mets come.
Yeah.
We end with the Royals, and the Royals are good this year. So I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I
But
even remember in high school, Coach Jimmy Turner, God love him, had to preach it then because every boy was trying to hit a home run for whatever reason. Just get on base. We don't need that every time. So I think it's that whole, mentality of look at me hit a home run.
Yeah, and that's what they're rewarded for when it
Yeah.
comes down for arbitration and free agency. Those are
Right.
the numbers that count.
Which
So
makes it worse, not better.
yeah. So anyway, we'll see. Good news, good baseball news.
Yeah.
Kumar Rocker is getting called up. I am so excited. So for those of you who may not know who Kumar Rocker is, Kumar Rocker was a pitcher at Vanderbilt.
Oh.
He grew up in Winder. His daddy was a professional football player and is now a professional football coach. But Kumar grew up in Winder. He was a freshman in 2019 when Vandy won the national championship. He was the MVP of the World Series that year. He threw a no-hitter in the regionals against Duke, which was still, maybe I think that may be my favorite college baseball game ever. It was incredible. And Kumar's just so fun to watch pitch. He is just a dog. He is like focused. He doesn't. The 90 threw the no hitter. He didn't even know he had thrown a no hitter.
Stop.
He won the game, and he's like, "What's everybody going crazy for?" He didn't even like. He is so focused. It is just so fun to watch. So he got drafted. So let's say he was a freshman in 2019. So he got drafted in 2021. He and Jack Leiter got drafted in the same class. Jack went, I think Jack went second or third, and I think Kumar went fourth or fifth. Kumar got drafted by the Mets, which I did not love, but I was excited for him, not for me. Well, the Mets refused to sign him because they were worried about a shoulder injury. Well, when that happens to a kid, they can't get picked up by any other team. They have to wait a whole nother year to go through the draft again. So they've got a whole year where they can't, they're not playing organized baseball with anybody. So this poor kid, it's like we were all like, you got another year, go back to Vanderbilt, you know, but it was sort of like the horse was out of the barn at that point. So for that whole year, he didn't, you know, he didn't pitch anywhere in an organized fashion.
Right.
Went through the draft again the next year and got drafted much higher than he anticipated. I think he ended up going maybe fifth in that draft the next year by the Rangers, who had drafted Jack Leiter the year before. So he and Jack are back on the same team.
Love it.
Jack got called up earlier this season, and he's sort of been up and down. He hadn't done great. He's done okay, but he hadn't done great. But Kumar said, I think I've mentioned maybe that last week for the AAA Rangers team, it was Kumar, Jacob deGrom, and Max Scherzer were the starting pitchers for the AAA team.
That's gorgeous. If
That's
only
gorgeous.
They had been at the Gwinnett Braves, I would have been there every day.
Right. So I'm just so excited because he's been through. And then, I forgot. Once he got drafted by the Rangers, he pitched like a couple of games, I think in single A, and then had to have Tommy John.
Jeez Louise.
So the fact that he is finally,
finally,
back and in form and getting called up, I'm so excited for this kid. And he's going to be fun to watch, I think.
And that's on the Rangers.
Yep. Texas Rangers, who are out of playoff contention this year. You know, they won the World Series last year. Yeah. But they're not, I think they're, I mean, not officially out of it, but it would take a miracle for them to make the playoffs this year. But still, he's getting called up. So I'm so excited.
Love it.
So
love
excited. My other sports observation was, you know, Travis and Tay-Tay were at the men's final.
They were.
Sunday. And Travis had on the most ridiculous Gucci bucket hat.
So dumb.
But I have a theory.
Okay.
And I already heard this theory before he wore the bucket hat. So, you know, they started the podcast again last week.
Yes.
He had a cap on, which is not unusual for him to have a cap on, but he had a cap on for the podcast. Anytime you see him, really, unless he's coming off the practice field during, you know, what do they call it? Preseason? What do they call it? Preseason?
Yeah.
Practice?
Camp.
Yeah.
Training camp.
Training That camp. Was what I was trying to think. Yeah, if he was coming right off the field. But any other time you see him, he's got a cap on, for the most part, is what I have noticed. Unless he's on the field. Okay? And then they went out to dinner Friday night, then, you know, paparazzi everywhere, so pictures everywhere. He had a cap on.
Yes.
They went to a wedding Saturday night, and he had his hair all styled. He had it like,
which looked good, I thought.
Girl up here.
And I was like, why are you not wearing it like that all the time, buddy?
Well, who can do that all the time? Listen, we all know the challenges, right? Yeah. And then on Sunday, he had that stupid bucket hat on. And then there was a series of pictures where they were trying to fix his hair.
Yeah.
And they were laughing. I think Travis is doing something with his hair for a role. Because we know that Travis is an actor now, right? I think it's something to do with a role.
I like that theory. I have seen him. I thought they were finished filming though, but
Yeah, he's in.
I've seen him like in a gladiator almost costume.
That was a Pepsi commercial, yeah.
Okay. And then she had on Gucci later that night at dinner.
Oh, I hadn't seen those pictures.
She had a Gucci dress on. She did not have on a bucket hat because she is
I'm
not.
telling you, Travis doesn't like his hair right now. I feel like we should have sympathy for him because he is not enjoying his hair. He's doing something.
He's doing something. You're
There's
right.
something afoot.
Because I did. I have every time I see him right now, I'm like, oh, dude,
I
Taylor's letting you
hear.
walk out in the world like that.
It's just a weird
Except for the
cut.
wedding. Yeah.
Letting it look good, yeah. It's just
Yeah.
a weird cut.
Yeah. So weird. I think you're right. I like that theory. We'll see
There's something
what
afoot.
it is. Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
The other excitement in my life is Freddie ate a towel.
Eight. Like chomp, chomp. A
Yeah.
towel.
So I jinxed myself. The vet, where he boarded for 9 months, whatever it was, she told me from the get-go, she said, "We call Friday, fuck it up Friday, fuck it up Freddy Friday," I think is what they call it, because he would just always get in trouble on Friday, do something Friday. So she had texted me. I posted, I have a new Instagram account that's just for foster stuff. And I had posted a video on there. Sometimes I will feed the dogs by wrapping up their food in paper and then stuffing the paper in a box. And then they have to like pull it all out. And she saw that video and she texted me. She said, "When he gets an obstruction from eating that paper, you have to bring him to me for the surgery." And I was like, I am too neurotic. There's no, like, he's not eating the paper. Like, that's not going to happen. Well, fast forward to Saturday, I had let my guard down because it wasn't fucking up Freddy Friday
Yep.
anymore. And he got a towel, he got a kitchen towel. And by the time I found it, there were, several holes and only one piece that fit one of the holes. So he ate. So I didn't even call her.
Frederick. At that
I
point,
didn't.
he's Frederick again, right?
Yeah. I didn't even call her because I was like, I'm just gonna make him throw up, because it had just happened.
Yeah.
And so I just got the hydrogen peroxide and made him vomit. And of course he chose the carpet to vomit on. Because
So
that's
I
what dogs
did see
do.
that. I saw like a snippet of an Instagram video, and I was in the middle of something, so I didn't really have time to go back and look why, but it was just of all the places for him to vomit. And I was like, why is he vomiting? But then I never circled back.
He picked the jute rug. And I'm like
It
going around
works.
because, I know it's happening, right? So I'm
Yeah.
like going around with towels and paper towels and blanket, like trying to get it under his mouth. And he still, manages to avoid it every time. Anyway. So he threw up, and there was definitely towel in the first set of vomit. I didn't pull it out and piece it back into the towel to see if it was all of the pieces that he had swallowed. So we've just been pushing fiber, because she said, I did text Mandy, her name's Mandy. I did text her after that first round and was like, okay, time to fess up. He ate part of a towel and I made him throw up, and I don't know if it was all of it or not. And she's like, okay, don't make him throw up again, because then the danger becomes a string from the fabric can
Oh God.
wrap around their intestines.
Oh God.
So it's better at this point, if it didn't come up initially, at this point, just push it out the other way. So we've been having lots of fiber. We've not pooped out
Same.
any towel yet. So
Same.
listen, yeah, Freddie's on our fiber
Good.
diet now. I haven't given him any chia seeds yet. I just bought him some Metamucil.
Get him some prunes. I've started doing a prune a day.
There you go. Listen, he had some Metamucil, lots of pumpkin, and some whole grain bread. And I literally like tear the bread, piece of bread in half,
Yeah.
meaning the whole half of half a piece, and he basically swallows it whole, which I think is probably good because that way it's going to push more out, right? It's still whole going in. Oh my God. These dogs. But no, he's good. He's a good little boy, other than when he's eating towels.
There we go.
And that was really my fault.
I mean, it happens. I mean, it just happens. You
I
can't.
know. And when stuff like this, I really am so neurotic
Yeah.
about stuff. And so when stuff like this happens, I try to remind myself that there are dogs that live outside and, eat sticks and bones.
Yeah.
This dog is getting, prescription food and high quality treats and pumpkin and yogurt and blueberries. And like, it'll be fine.
It'll be
Did I
something.
ever tell you about Anna?
I mean, I knew a lot about Etta, but I don't think I know specifically what you're about to say.
So Etta once, it was after Christmas, and my air conditioning unit, it's like a hotel air conditioning unit.
Yes.
She vomited directly into the air conditioning unit,
Oh
which
my
was
God.
stellar. That was stellar. Great choice, Etta. Thank you. So as I'm cleaning that up, there's something she had obviously vomited
Yeah.
up. And so it was, I thought, well, it looks sort of like a part of a toy. And so she had been staying at my mom's house. And so I called my mom. I'm like, Mom, do you have like a brown sort of felt toy? And she was like, No, I don't think so. And Etta didn't tear up stuff typically. So that
Yeah,
would have been
no.
out of character. And so I was, long story short, Betsy, who's the head of the rescue, ended up saying, Oh, girl, cut into that. So I did. It was. I still don't know what it is. I have it somewhere around here. It looks sort of like a cupcake topper. It's like a plastic, little plastic sword almost that you would put on top of a cupcake.
Good Lord.
It had gotten so encased in hair
Oh.
and stuff
Yeah.
in her system. Like I showed it to her vet, and her vet was like, I really think that's probably been in her system for months. Like it probably traveled all the way through and she couldn't poop it out. And then it managed to work itself back up.
Oh.
And it's amazing we didn't have to do surgery on her. So that's my only, like, that's why I'm neurotic, is because things like that, I know things like that can
Yeah.
happen.
I've got a friend whose dog used to eat socks.
Oh, yeah.
And
When you go, when you sit in the vet's office, they typically will have a piece
a
of
wall
paper
of
that,
socks.
like, is a list of all the crazy stuff people's dogs have eaten.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's a
Yeah.
journey.
It
It's a
is a
journey.
journey. It makes me want to put off having a dog a little bit longer.
Why I foster.
Like birth control for dogs.
Another reason why I foster.
Right. Oh,
Yep. But anyway, yeah,
Lord.
that's my
Yeah.
excitement. Just waiting on some towels to come out.
Love it. I love it. Well, I'm glad to know it was a towel and not something sharp. I mean, it could have been something real sharp.
Etta also one time ate, this is when she was a baby. She ate a peach pit.
Ooh, those
The
are sharp.
entire thing. The entire thing. And we didn't know it until she started throwing up. She was a stealth eater, I guess.
Yeah.
She started throwing up the next morning and she was having trouble. And then all of a sudden, the peach pit came out. And I was like, What the hell is that? Mother! The best was when I was studying for exams and I said, Mom, will you watch her? I'm going to go upstairs and study. And my mom said, Sure. So I go upstairs. And when I come back down a couple hours later, Etta's just eating the stew out of a fire starter log. That's great.
Mother.
So that was the first time I had to use hydrogen peroxide on a dog. And of course, she's throwing up and then running back inside and getting back in the chair with my mom. And they're both looking at me like, You are so mean.
No
I'm like, This is
way.
not my fault.
I've had to do it with a whole pan of brownies because chocolate is so bad for them. I've had to do it for that.
Yeah, she once, I had gone to Atlanta to Bliss with my friend Tiffany. And again, it was around the holidays, and Etta could not have any people food or it would give her pancreatitis. So when I got back, she was going through pancreatitis. And so I ended up just pulling the crate out of the tray out of her crate and throwing it away. And so the next morning when I went to church, I couldn't crate her. So I left her out. And when I got home, she had eaten a pound of Baker's chocolate.
Oh, God.
So I called the vet and I'm like, well, I left her out because she's having pancreatitis. She just ate a pound of Baker's chocolate. And the vet was like, okay, it's going to affect, it affects dogs like it. Cocaine affects people. Like, she'll be really hyped up. If it's going to affect her, she'll be really hyped up and she'll be really hyper. And she was just lounging on the ottoman looking at me like, ew.
The cocaine of dogs.
Yeah. So she was fine. She was fine.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
But yeah, it's a lot to consider. These are the things you should think about before you adopt a dog.
Yeah. Thank you.
Because it's not just buying their food and their heartworm treatment. It is.
I have a friend who has that pet health insurance.
Oh, yeah. I had insurance for Etta.
And that's very helpful.
Yes, indeed.
So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to get ready for all that mess.
Now that we've talked about vomiting and pooping, Katie, right. Tell us about your food.
You know, I, a friend of mine at school, he's actually worked, he works for Candler and he's one of my favorite people. His name's Bill. Bill, I'm glad Bill knows all about my fiber journey. But okay. He makes our recipes and he loves it. So there we go. Okay. He is a Florida fan. He's not a fan of the state of Florida necessarily and all that goes on down there, but he's a Florida fan. So anyway. So here you go, Bill. Here's some good recipes. okay. I'm going to try not to say the word protein too much. But I am also eating less.
Yes.
So I have to pack in the protein. And what I've found has really been helpful, Amanda, you started this for me, and I'm so thankful for it, is those chicken meatballs. Those pesto chicken meatballs, because I know how many I can eat in a portion and not feel bad. So I've found for this week's food several different versions of a chicken meatball. And this week I have made the first one. It's just a basic, almost Italian seasoning chicken meatball. And it is so good. It was so easy. I had everything. I mean, it says fresh garlic. I used garlic. It said breadcrumbs. I had panko. I used those.
Yeah.
It's very flexible, like we like our recipes. So they're very easy, very good. They only take 15 minutes to bake. I put them with last week's recipe for Mandy's tomato sauce, which is delicious. So good. So easy. And then I used, for me, for 5 servings, because I've divvied it out for all week, I cooked a half a box of that protein pasta. And it was delicious. Put a little Parmesan cheese on it. And I've got it sectioned out, ready to go all week. And it's really good. They're really flavorful. And I just love them. The next two are ones that I have found that I have not made, but I probably will in the next couple weeks. One is a teriyaki pineapple chicken meatball, which I think sounds really good. It's got a few more ingredients because you kind of make your own teriyaki sauce. Mm-hmm. And you use the pineapple juice and the pineapple from canned pineapple for the whole thing. And it looks delicious. Edamame is full of protein, so what I think I'm going to do is cook some of the frozen edamame that's already shelled that I have in the freezer each night and do a few meatballs and a little bit of edamame with it, and I think that will be delicious. You could add rice if you wanted to. That would be delicious to make a big bowl of things. And then I found on all recipes a chicken piccata meatball with white wine and butter and capers. And that looks delicious with some of that angel hair protein pasta that they have.
Nice.
Right? So there's 3 different ways. I think for me right now with school being so crazy, it's just the being able to portion it out and knowing that I'm not going to overeat and make myself sick.
There are a ton of Instagram people who take a sheet pan and put five bowls on the sheet pan and portion out the recipe so that they're baked in the individual bowls. I don't know if you've run into that
I have
contingency
seen
of
those.
people yet, but that
Yes.
seems like a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And that might be next. So that's when I got on the meatball kick, those pesto meatballs, if you don't have that recipe, go back and look it up. I think it was what, two, three shows ago or something. They're delicious and I highly recommend them. I even almost made them to go with this tomato sauce because I thought that would be good, but I just put them with the pesto and some vegetables. But now that I have this protein pasta that's chickpea based, I really think that's going to be a go-to for a lot of this stuff. So,
I
highly,
will
highly
say,
recommend.
if you're making the pesto meatballs for your children, they may say, if they're Sanders, they may say, why are those meatballs green? And are you going to cook them? No, Sanders.
No Sanders. Oh
Going to
my
make you
God.
eat raw meat
Raw chicken meat at that.
because you have made me crazy.
Lord. So, anyway, there you go. There's some ideas for chicken
Nice.
meatballs.
Listen, the other thing too is if if you're a single girl,
All the single ladies.
you can make a batch of meatballs, or even if you're not a single girl, you could double it and put some in the freezer.
I'm definitely going to do that next time, especially with these because they're so basic. You could use them with a, you know, 10, you could put pesto on these. You could use this tomato sauce again. You could get the Rao's tomato sauce if you were not wanting to make a, which if you, let me tell you, that tomato sauce was so easy.
The Marcella Hazen's,
Yes.
yeah, it's
I
ridiculous.
may never buy tomato sauce again.
It's stupid good.
And I got these Italian herbs to put in this chicken meatballs. And I thought, well, I could even add some of that if I really wanted to, but it's good just like it is. So I made it like the recipe called for. Next time I may add a little bit of extra seasoning to go with it, depending on what I'm using it for. So, I mean, I will never buy Rao's again because there's no sugar in this either. So there we go.
Nice talking.
There we go. Well, Mandy, tell us about your favorites. I'm very interested in this first one because I haven't watched it, but I have a feeling I would like it.
Okay, you have to watch it.
Okay.
Chimp Crazy on Max.
Look.
So it starts off the first episode, it starts off with a woman who has chimps. I think she's in Florida. And she's sort of the tie-in to how, because it's like, how do you even buy a chimp? And she's like, oh, well, you buy it from this lady. And so then you go to this lady who's like in St. Louis. And so then you follow her for a little bit. And then you meet this lady. And then this lady helped her finance her operation when she started losing money. And then it just goes off the rails crazy. It's by the same guy who did Tiger King, the
I
one
was
we
going
all
to
watched during
ask if she was
COVID.
the Carol Baskin of the chimp world.
Yeah, it's the same guy. So same sort of, but all he couldn't he was, behind the scenes, sort of the puppet master, but he couldn't be the one on scene because everybody knows him now. And so he was like, I can't be the one actually interacting with these people.
Yeah.
So he hired a guy to interact with them. But I mean, it just goes, it's a fascinating look at chimps. It's a fascinating look at humans. It's a mystery. It's a has some courtroom drama.
Ooh.
it goes in, it delves deep-ish into like all the big chimp stories, like the one that ate the woman's face.
I was about to say, does
There
anybody
was
get their face eaten off?
another one that I had never heard of that was like in Utah or Oregon or something. It
Okay.
goes into that. It is
Ooh.
just fascinating.
Okay.
And like, I love dogs.
Yeah.
But these people,
Yeah.
and a lot of people will call, like, I would refer to myself as Etta's mom.
Right.
And I do have friends who call their dogs their children. I don't, but they do, and that's
Right.
fine.
That's
But
fine for
these
them.
people are like, these chimps are like sitting at the table and eating with them. Like, it is fascinating, y'all.
All right. I'm convinced.
And I can't talk about much more because then I would spoil, and I don't want to spoil, but like,
Thank you.
fascinating.
Can't
PETA's involved.
wait.
Alan Cummings. Listen, it's just, you have to
All
watch it.
right. All
Have to.
right.
And I think it's only four episodes.
Oh, okay. Well, I could definitely do that.
Yeah, I think the finale was this past Sunday.
Okay.
I think it was only four. But anyway, yeah, highly recommend. Highly recommend. I didn't put this on. I'm going to add this right now. Also, if you are a Sopranos fan, I got to look up what the name of it was. There is a new documentary.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It's an interview with David Chase, who was the creator and showrunner of Sopranos. It's
Okay.
two episodes. It's very good.
Okay.
Highly recommend that as well.
Was that on Max? Where was that?
It
I'll
is
look
on,
up the name of it. Okay.
it is on Max. And then I just finished a book, and I'm like, I'm not sure if I loved it or not, but I think I did. Like, it's one of those. It's called God of the Woods. It's by Liz Moore. It is told from several different viewpoints, but it's basically based at a camp in Maine, that the camp was a spinoff of a great estate. And so you've got this great estate house with all these rich people. You've got the people that work at the camp. So you've got, the class war going on. And then there's a mystery in that one too.
Okay.
And it time hops, from the present day in the book is the 70s, I think. And it time hops back to like the 40s, the 70s, the 50s, like it kind of goes back and forth from several different viewpoints. But it's just really good character development, which is what I always love. And I'm still sort of thinking about those characters.
Okay.
I finished it like a week ago. So, and I've seen several other people say, oh, it's my favorite book of the year by far. So I thought, okay, well, I'll recommend it. I'm still
Okay.
sort of like, oh, yeah, I don't know that I loved it, but I did
Yeah.
really like it, I think. Anyway.
So I did this week find, speaking of books that everybody loves, but we don't necessarily fall for, I found somebody else that did not like the women. And I was like,
Okay, good.
ooh, me too. Join the club.
I was looking at a thread today that was like, what's your favorite book of 2024 so far? And what really threw me off was the number of people who said Demon Copperhead. Is that right? Demon
Yep.
Copperhead and The Women. Like, how can you like both of those?
Yeah. I haven't read Demon Copperhead. I really need to.
Yes, you do. It's fabulous.
Okay.
I think Barbara Kingsolver may be my favorite author.
Okay.
You ever read The Poisonwood Bible?
No.
Oh God, you must.
Okay. Hold
It's not,
on.
it's my favorite book. I read it when I was studying abroad in Ireland. And then I made my friend Janie read it, and we used to talk about, I'd be like, what's happening with so and so today? Because I miss the character so much. It's about missionaries. It's about Southern missionaries who go to Africa.
I am adding it to my list.
It's so good. Okay, and my last thing, I think I've mentioned before the podcast In the Dark, because season two of In the Dark may be my favorite podcast season ever. It's about Curtis Flowers. It is so good. They have just come out with their new season. They've got one episode left next week. It is focusing on a city in Iraq during the Iraq War, where some Marines went in and shot up two houses, three houses, and
Yeah.
some dudes in a car. Killed, I think, 26 people all told, many of them children. It is such compelling storytelling. And like when it first started, I was like, I don't want to hear about this. I don't want to
Yeah.
go to the war in Iraq. It is so good. It is so thorough. It is it's the season two, like this podcast has won, like I think it, I mean, maybe even a Pulitzer. Like
Okay. Yeah. No, I love In the Dark.
it's won big time awards. It's so great. But you know, they were when they did season two, they were like with Minnesota Public Radio or something. They've now are with the New Yorker.
Okay.
And part of the reason why is because in order to tell this story, they had to sue the Department of Defense
Oh, and the
to
state of
get out.
Minnesota
Yeah.
doesn't have that kind of money.
Minnesota Public Radio can't fund that.
No.
But the New Yorker said, we will.
We
And so
will.
they got, I mean, y'all, it's just so compelling.
Yeah.
Even if you hesitate to like make the trip over to Iraq, it's worth it. It is so good.
I need to figure out. I loved when I worked, the one thing, well, there were very few things I loved about working at the Lizard. And one of them was that at my desk, I put my headphones in and listened to podcasts all day long to drown out the craziness of the people on the phone. And I do miss that, but I haven't found the space to do that now. I would rather, it seems, have the TV on in the background than a podcast on, but maybe I should switch to listen to this.
You can listen to it on your 1 hour, 45 minute drive.
Well, but I find that I like Smartless. I can get a Smartless episode in.
Yeah.
I can get a Dax Shepard episode in
Yeah.
and a Pablo Torre episode in. Those are my three go-to that I have found that I listen to more than anything.
Well, this would be, you would need to approach this more like a book. Like
Yeah.
it's not a background noise
Yeah.
listen, like you
So
got
maybe
it.
at night.
Yeah, but it's really compelling
Yeah.
and disturbing.
Well, all of those have been disturbing, but this, I'm sure, with the subject matter is even more so.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
I
That's all
know.
I have to say. So, on that happy note,
I know, right? What's your week like coming up, Mandy? Tell us all about it.
well, we got a storm rolling in.
You do. You do. I have a friend that's actually going to be down your way. My friend Becky's doing a wedding down there. And I think I told you this. She said, "Do you think Mandy's got an extra room? I can just come crash for a night." And I was like, "She has no extra square foot, not much less a room." So she'll be down there and she's like, "Oh, the storm's going to miss us." I was like, "You realize it's still going to be windy. Like, that's not how storms work. Like, the main part may miss you, but you're gonna catch a breeze.
And we're not on the west side
You're
this
on the
time.
bad side."
We're on the bad side. So, hopefully it should be done by the time. I'm
I hope
assuming
so
the wedding's
too.
on Saturday.
Yeah.
I think so. We're supposed to get the worst of it tomorrow and Thursday. So hopefully the wedding will be okay. Yeah, I mean, probably the worst thing will be tornadoes. Because who has a little PTSD? Me.
All I ask is that you broadcast from the stairwell again. That's all I
Yeah,
ask.
listen, I'll be glad to. Listen, I'll have an 80
You'll have a
pound dog
dog.
with me this time. Sure to be tomfoolery.
Great.
Yeah, then I gotta, in fact, we'll have to talk about our recording next week. So I gotta go to, I'm helping my old boss with a case, and I have to go to Tifton for some depositions.
Yeah.
Look out, big town of Tifton.
Look out, T-Town. Here she comes.
Yeah, but That's it, really.
Sounds good. If you want to, you can guess what my world is like this week.
Reading about
There we
Jesus.
go. There we go. Got it.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, I'm getting an IUD on Thursday, y'all.
Love it.
Great timing to sign up to get an IUD right when the FDA says, yeah, this is barbaric.
Not only that, when a storm's coming.
I know, right? I know. And poor Susie is gonna have to come pick me up because they're like, if you want extra drugs, just send us a message. I'm like, yeah. So, okay, my sister
Yeah.
makes fun of the way I say this word. I'm taking a Valium.
It's not like vacuum or vacuum, it's Valium.
Can't say it.
It's all right. As long as you take it, that's all that matters.
Valium.
There you go. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. So I'm taking a that I have to think about it every time. A Valium. So Susie's gonna have to come pick me up
Good.
and take me back. And I thought, well, I'll just go spend the night at her house because her house will be better for a tornado anyway, because we don't have to go get in the stairwell. But Freddie would eat Gracie.
Yep.
So we can't do that.
Well, and I think maybe, if you want to share, and I'm more than happy to share about my journey, maybe we do a full episode about women's health and the journeys that we've been through and the things we've had to go through and where we see. I mean, that's, maybe not our normal, but I mean, I
Maybe
think a
not a
lot
whole episode.
every woman, I could do a whole episode just on my own.
We do have some male listeners.
We did look and as I told my father,
I mean,
I don't want to hear about your stuff if I can't talk about mine.
they could stand to learn a thing or two, but
I mean, I think it's, the male listeners that I know of all have daughters and wives. And, I think it's important for everybody to know about and be sympathetic to. The male listeners that I know that we have are all very kind and loving and most well, one of them in particular already knows all of it because I worked with him and he lived through it with me. but I think it's an important discussion, just like the whole perimenopause hormonal thing. We don't have to do a full episode on it because sports still go on. But if y'all want to share your stories too, we'll be happy to interject your issues that you've had as well because y'all, it's pathetic. Women's health care in this country is pathetic. And the things that I have been through and Mandy's had to go through are just ridiculous. So, I think it's an important discussion to have.
yeah, the whole reason I'm getting the IUD, it's not because I'm going out and having a bunch of sex, y'all.
Same.
It's because of my periods.
Yeah.
So hopefully it will, what you will find if you have not yet gone through perimenopause is your periods become very heavy
Get worse before they go away.
and painful.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this will help that particular situation. So that's
It's the
why
only thing that helped me, and I'm happy to talk about. I think we should at some point if you want to and are comfortable discussing all the ins and outs of it once you're done with it. I'm very comfortable talking about it because I think it's important that we all
absolutely.
stick together. Because
Because you, I
Lord,
mean, the doctor's visit that resulted in this really took some advocating on my part, which wasn't easy, which is dumb because anybody that I've been in a doctor's office with as their advocate would be shocked that I have a hard time advocating for myself. Because let me tell
no,
you something about doctors, they put on their pants one leg at a time,
they
just
do.
like me and you. And I ain't above saying, I'm gonna need you to slow down a minute, Buster.
I at one point threatened to kick my daughter in the face
During her IUD
during
incident.
my IUD removal and replacement. It's a, I mean, anyway, it's a great story, and he and I are still great friends, so there's that.
Yeah. So, me and my Valium.
There we go. I didn't even get one of those, so good for you for getting one.
Like, are you kidding? Heck yeah.
Lord help.
Yeah. So that's my week. You got reading. You got
I
reading
can't wait.
about Jesus.
I'm reading about Jesus. That's
Watching
what
some
I'm doing.
football.
Watching Auburn lose again, I'm sure. Hopefully not. Hopefully not. New Mexico State, hopefully not.
Hopefully they can pull that one off.
But Georgia's right around the corner, and I just, my eyes already twitching. That's going to be a long week.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Go listen to some uplifting podcasts.
Do it.
Have some protein.
I'm so broke.
While you contemplate your periods.
Oh, go find your people and discuss.